This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. We're going to get to emails, and I have to get to this prophet of everything, and they're worried about that and homeschooling. I actually want to finish up a point I was making last hour, though, about the religion of the communists. And the question was, in case you missed it, hey, did they pick Dome because they knew she sucked and they didn't want her, you know, to usurp, you know, Biden's power or anything like that? And I said, no. You're dealing with religious people, and for them, you're focusing on people's skin color, minorities, and LGBTQ. And other, it's simply part of their religious practice. It's like you taking communion if you do, or Chris, one of your Jewish traditions. It's like that for them. It is, and I'm going to play you something. It's going to sound unrelated. It's not. This is Jen Psaki. She has a TV show now because the system takes care of its own. And you know the new Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. Everyone knows by now he's a devout Christian. Everyone knows it. I want you to listen to how Jen Psaki talks about him and his beliefs and understand something. It's tempting to hear this and just assume Jen Psaki is anti-Christian. And that's not necessarily true. She's anti every religion. Other than her own, she is not anti-Christian. She's a devout communist. And any other religion is viewed as heresy. So for Jen Psaki, if you're not abiding by her religion, if you're not following her religion, if her religion doesn't dictate your life, you're ridiculous.
First glance, Mike Johnson does seem fine, fine-ish. Conservative, yes. But he once started a civility caucus with a Democrat. And I mean, if nothing else, he wears a suit and has glasses. How threatening can this guy actually be? Well, he gave us all a little clue as to how he would govern in an interview this week. The Bible doesn't just inform his worldview. It is his worldview.
I'm going to let her keep going, but I just want to stop there for a moment. You heard the disdain in her voice, right? On the mocking, on how ridiculous it would be that the Bible governs his worldview, such disdain for it. Why? Because it's against her religion. It's a competing religion. It's not just that communism is a religion. It's maybe the most exclusive religion I've ever heard of. Because at no point in the communists' 120-year or so history, at no point have they ever tolerated any competition. Whether they're tearing it down, the Orthodox churches in the Soviet Union or the Catholic churches in Spain or the Buddhist temples in China. Communism does not tolerate any other religions. And you heard it in her voice. I'll start it again. Just such disdain. Listen to this idiot, Mike Johnson. The Bible governs his worldview?
First glance, Mike Johnson does seem fine, fine-ish. Conservative, yes, but he once started a civility caucus with a Democrat. And I mean, if nothing else, he wears a suit and has glasses. How threatening can this guy actually be? Well, he gave us all a little clue as to how he would govern in an interview this week. The Bible doesn't just inform his worldview, it is his worldview. In fact, during his first speech in his new job, Johnson suggested that his election as speaker was an act of God. Talk about a bit of a humble brag there. So what exactly has God apparently called on Mike Johnson to do? Well, his views on policy are essentially what you'd expect from a religious fundamentalist. They're more divisive than they are divine.
Divisive, you see. Now, the communist, he can use any part of his religion which he's devout to, and that's totally fine. They can even talk about AI and talk about making it equitable.
All to help make sure that the benefits of AI are shared equitably.
You see, that's Dome's religion. That's Jen Psaki's religion. And they know, this is the saddest part of it for me personally. The saddest part is the communist knows that your religion is the enemy of his religion. He knows that. And yet Christians in America, they don't see it the same way. That's sad. It's truly an indictment of America's feminized, ridiculous Christianity. They will look at the communist. The communists will line up and spit in their faces, tell them they're stupid, tell them their Bible's ridiculous, tell them their beliefs on life and marriage and everything else are stupid and backwards and absurd. The communist will say this over and over and over again to the feminized American Christian, and the American Christian will look right back at him in the eye and say, "Should I turn my cheek for you? It's what Jesus would have wanted. Jesus would have wanted me to grab my ankles for you whenever you demanded it. It says it right there in the book of Matthew." Pathetic. At least the communist understands his enemy, and he's willing to confront his enemy, and he's willing to speak in plain terms. See that guy? See that guy over there? That guy believes in the Bible. It is his worldview. What a ridiculous idiot. The communist will say it without hesitation. The American Christian, he's so busy turning his cheek, he doesn't know which way is up. Pathetic. So again, remember this. You may not have a religion. Maybe you don't have any religious beliefs at all. And again, I'm not your pastor. That's your business, not mine. Doesn't matter whether you do or not. But you better understand he does have one. And he practices it devoutly. The communist has a religion. All right? All right. I owe you more emails before I get into this war profitability stuff. Jesse, wanted to share my story with you. This is titled My Moving Story. 9 years ago today, as a single 27-year-old, I moved to Colorado when it was still purple. After 2 years, I met this dime who was a bit older with two young ladies. Colorado got expensive, homeless camps everywhere, crime getting worse, open drug use. With my job, I can transfer all over the country, so when my father passed in December, it was time to take my family closer to home. I did not want to be in Pennsylvania again, so I decided Ohio was where I wanted to be. Put in for my transfer, it was accepted. I packed up my girls and moved them to stay with my mom in Pennsylvania. I've been sleeping in my car for the last 2 months. He said, on weekends, I drive to Pennsylvania to stay with my family. I'm finally proud to say on November 8th, I close on a house and I can be with my girls again. No more renting for this guy, and I get to be in a good red state. Thanks for the advice to get out. Now time to run for public service. His name is Dennis. Says I can use his name. His name is Dennis. You see, you can get out of your area, your blue area, and you're going to have a better life if you do. Other people do it. They do it, and they experience even hardship while they do it. And yet, to this day, we get, I don't know, 1,000 emails a day to the show. To this day, I have never gotten a single email saying, "Jesse, oh my gosh, I took your advice, and I moved from blue to red, and it sucked. It's been a disaster." This guy moved from blue to red, and he's been sleeping in his car, and he emailed to say thank you. They're all happy. everybody. Jesse, it's the best. Oh my gosh, Jesse, I can't believe I didn't do it earlier. Oh my gosh, I'm telling you. It's not just the big things, like crime and stuff like that. That stuff matters. The little things. The little teeny tiny experiences in your life. We were just, I told you, we just got back from New York City, which I love. I can't help it. And what drove by us one day was one of those new Rainbow Pride cars for New York City. New, we got to make sure we're gay enough, guys. I was riding behind a cop car today on my way to work. And you know what the cop car said on the back of it here? Not small letters, big letters. It was plastered across the back. In God we trust. In God we trust here, Rainbow Demon Mob in New York City. You make your call where you want to live, how you want to live. By the way, did you hear Marsha Blackburn go off today?
Was the secretary notified about the urgent situation developing in the department and that these children were being released to potentially exploitative sponsors? Did anybody pay attention to that? Or did you care?
I took the job because I'm a humanitarian. I've spent my life.
You're
in this work.
Humanitarian who can't find 85,000 children and don't give a ripping flip about where they are or what is going on in their precious lives. Is that what you're telling me?
That is a mischaracterization of everything that we do. We attempt the safety and well-being call for every child who's been released. There is no obligation for a child or a sponsor to answer the call, and there's reasons why they may not want to answer a call from the government.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, they're being paid to take these children, and there's no reason for them to answer the phone?
That's how evil these people are. The people in charge of our immigration system are turning kids loose to child sex traffickers on purpose, and they don't even feel bad about it. Wild, right? All right, we still have a lot more to get to. We're going to get to, it's time to talk about what actually runs our country now? What they intend to do about it? Before we get to that, let's get to this. Let's get to our dogs. I know that we lie to ourselves. We don't do this because we're bad people. We do this because we don't know. And I'm mainly pointing fingers at me. I think about all the dogs I ever owned. And I think about how convinced I always was whenever we'd switch dog foods. Oh, he's going through this problem or that. Hey, let's switch dog foods. And I was always convinced that this new dog food is different, right? Oh, he's going to have it different now. But the new dog food is the same as the old dog food. Is it brown? Is your dog food brown? Then it's dead. Dead things are brown. Your dog food is brown because they kill everything in dog food during the manufacturing process. They do this so it will last longer on the shelf. The end result is all your dog ever eats is empty calories. That's why he dies after 10 years instead of 15. Rough Greens gives your dog that nutrition. Pour it on your dog's food, all the nutrition your dog will ever need, and your dog will give you years longer as your best friend. Free Jumpstart trial bags. 833-33-MY-DOG or roughgreens.com/Jesse.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. You can email us jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now, you remember, we've been talking a lot about what a pickle Democrats in this country are in right now, domestically for their political purposes. Why a pickle? Well, as we've said, 2/3 of the Jews in this country vote Democrat. Jewish people, many of whom are friends of mine, I know I'm getting their messages, are starting to wake up to just how hostile the base of the Democrat Party is to them. And not passively hostile, kind of a kill all the Jews kind of a hostile thing. So what's happening is Democrats, prominent Democrats, including the Biden White House, they're getting phone calls. Hey, those campaign donations, nope, they're not happening. Hey, this is going away. Hey, we're not donating to this school. We're not donating to your candidacy. We're not donating to this charity. So Democrats start to panic a little bit. Oh, no. Anti-Semitism's bad, guys. All that is, remember, they don't care about Jews or anyone, really. That's just a, hey, come back into the fold. No, keep supporting me. And then as soon as they started in on that, their Muslim base in the country, Muslims have voted overwhelmingly Democrat in this country, they started to freak out. Now you're getting overwhelmed with things like this.
There are very many angry Muslim Americans right now who feel like the president isn't listening to them in their appeals for a ceasefire. What is your message to this group of Americans, and what efforts have you made at outreach?
So a couple of things. Look, what I can say is this. The president knows that Muslims and those perceived to be Muslim have endured a disproportionate number, certainly of hate-fueled attacks, right, as we talk about what we're seeing here. And so he also understands that many of our Muslim, Arab American, and Palestinian American loved ones and neighbors are worried about the hate being directed at their communities. And so leaders at every level of this administration will continue.
Yeah. First, they try to be dismissive of it. Remember the first day she dismissed it? Hey, what about all the anti-Semitism? And immediately she dismissed the Jews. That's what they heard. Well, forget about that, Islamophobia. And then she caught so much heat from their Jewish base. The next day it was, wow, we're very worried about anti-Semitism. Only now they're yo-yoing back to, but the Islamophobia. How bad, how worried are these people about their domestic support? Well, did you hear what Dome announced today? We trimmed it for time. How worried are they? Woo! They're real worried.
For so many people in our nation, the past few days and weeks have brought about all too familiar fears. Fears that they will be targeted, profiled, or attacked simply because of who they are, how they worship, or how they look. And so today, I am proud to announce the Biden-Harris administration will develop our nation's first national strategy to counter Islamophobia. This strategy will be a comprehensive and detailed plan.
Yeah. A national strategy to counter Islamophobia. What you're hearing right there is a perfect example of what we were just talking about how these people, they aren't masterminds like we imagine they are. They just know how to follow their religious doctrine. You know, the same way other religions operate. All religion, I stand here, I say this, I kneel here, I recite this, I do this, I get baptized, I take communion, I'll do these. That's how all religions operate. We were talking about Joe Biden, why he picked Dome to begin with. We need a black woman. There's one. Grab her. And that was pretty much it. Immediately, when they were asked about all the anti-Jewish attacks in this country, immediately, their religion dictated that they jump to the defense of Muslims, as Democrats always have in the wake of a terror attack. That's simply part of how their religion is practiced. And that's why Corinne Diversity Hire got herself in trouble and found herself backtracking the next day. Oh, but wait, anti-Semitism's bad too. You're not dealing with geniuses. You're dealing with communists, religious zealots. And the best part of this is, Chris, go ahead and write this one down. Okay, there's a national whatever thing with a focus on Islamophobia. We're going to have a national thing they're going to announce focusing on anti-Semitism as well. I guarantee it. Guarantee it. Write it down. Put a period on it. Put a stamp on it. Put a date on it. Because here's what's going to happen. Tonight, after this announcement, which just took place, right? Tonight, after this announcement, the phone calls are going to start again. What are those phone calls going to say? You won't hear any of them. They won't be announced to the press. It'll be, hey, Nancy Pelosi, sorry to interrupt your nightly bottle of vodka. I know we had a huge fundraiser planned in Malibu this weekend. We were planning on raising about $250,000 for your House Leadership PAC. And it was, you know, pick your name of a big Jewish donor who was going to be doing it. He saw that video today about Islamophobia and he is canceled on us. So we won't be able to do that. Those calls snowball into other calls. Then the White House will panic and they'll immediately do a national council for anti-Semitism again. Again, when you don't care about anything but yourself and your power, when you don't actually stand for anything, you get tossed back and forth with the wind, just like these people are. All right, now, what really runs the country now? Next.
Jesse Kelly returns. Yeah. Next.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment, on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Now let's discuss something, because there's a couple of different things in the news, and I think there's a couple ways we can understand it and understand what we see here. We've already discussed the system many times tonight. We're not going to recap that, but what's the point of it again? What is the point of it? Their point is to loot the treasury, to loot the country. You are a patriot. You love the country. You want to preserve it. You want to save it. None of the people who lead the country now think like that. In fact, most of them think you're ridiculous for thinking like that. They look at America as a gigantic bank, and if they just work together like the robbers they are, they can pillage that bank, enrich themselves, and most of them hate the country anyway, so screw it when the country collapses. Now, what are the main funding sources for the looters? What are the really, really, really big businesses out there? Well, there's, of course, the pharmaceutical industry. Go take a look. If you want to know who really runs your country, go take a look at the top industries for donations to the government. Or even better, go look at the top industries for lobbying. Chris, without even looking it up right now, look up the top lobbying industries in the United States of America. Oh, I can't wait. We're doing this live. We're doing this, you and me. Top lobbying industries in the United States of America. I don't know whether or not they'll be number one. I almost guarantee you. Is it Big Pharma, Chris? It is. By a mile, Chris said. Of course it is. Of course it is. Why is that one so big? Well, Obamacare helped this along. Obamacare helped what along? Obamacare helped take the medical industry and insulate it. This is what the elites do with everything now. Insulating their agenda, their looting, from your ability to punish them for their looting. Obamacare was the final straw. There were many straws before this, of yanking control of healthcare out of your hands, handing that control, it looks like, to the insurance companies, but really it's to the government, who determines what the insurance companies are and aren't. So the big pharma industry, it runs the medical system now. Why do you think everybody from doctors to individual pharmacies refuse to fill subscriptions for ivermectin, a drug human beings have safely taken forever? But as soon as people started taking it for coronavirus, we actually even had pharmacies in this country refuse to fill the subscription. Why? Well, they wanted to force you to take the vaccine. Why? Well, that's where the money is, remember? The point is not your health.
It's not your health at all. They don't care about your health. You could die tomorrow. They don't give a crap. The point is money. There's no money in ivermectin. It's widely available, super cheap. There's no money in it. If people find out they can treat certain things with cheap drugs, the money is in the brand new experimental drugs. You know this. All the headlines are everywhere. Here's one. Pfizer revenue down 42% from last year after the decreased demand for coronavirus. You've never even heard of Pfizer before. Go look at Pfizer's stock price before COVID and look at it post-COVID. COVID and the government looting, you being looted, made people billions of dollars. Millions and billions, baby. Billions of dollars. It was all about the money. And of course, power and control and costing Trump the election and things like that. It was all about the money. And there's another gigantic industry. We touched on this briefly last night. There's a gigantic industry that powers our country. It runs our country. The defense industry. Now, why is that? Well, okay, let's stop for a moment. Look at a pie chart of where the United States of America spends its money. Why would the medical industry, why would Big Pharma be so big? Well, take a look at the pie chart, pal. Medicare, Medicaid, a huge chunk of this country's spending is done on medical things. Now, go look up the military. Go look it up. Militaries, especially huge ones like ours, are majorly expensive. Then this is a historical fact. This isn't new. An army is expensive. And the things that go with it, funding a military campaign, it has bankrupted treasury after treasury in the history of this world. Ours is bankrupting us. But it's really more than bankruptcy. It's a money transfer. A transfer from where? Well, from you. Let's make sure we understand that. This is your money. Money they steal from you. Tax money they steal from you. And then where does it get spent? Well, let's dig into it. Where does it get spent? Here's a headline for you. This is from responsiblestatecraft.org. Wall Street eyes big profits from the Israel-Hamas war. And they go on to discuss in detail defense companies like General Dynamics, who are looking to have a big 2024, if you will. You see, Congress passes $100 billion for Israel. Where's that $100 billion go? They're not handing the Israelis $100 bills. That money goes into our domestic defense industry. As they start churning out all these different munitions and things like that that, quote, Israel needs. Well, the defense industry, they in turn around and hand gigantic gobs of that money back to Republicans and Democrats who will ensure that that money continues to flow into the defense industry. Why do you think they're all out there now trying to convince you that actually it's best for you if we spend all that money?
Hey. U.S. manufacturers are able to produce double what they could before our response to Russian aggression last year. With further investment of so-called Ukraine spending, American production would reach 1 million rounds per year. The notion that this money is distracting from America's other security priorities is nonsense. The truth is, the investments we've made in expanding production capacity or helping American manufacturers produce more of the weapons Israel and Taiwan need. It's every bit as dangerous to pretend that as a global superpower, our nation cannot or should not face each of them down. We have the means.
Now, does Mitch McConnell, does he lie awake at night? Honestly, ask yourself this. How much sleep do you think Mitch McConnell has gotten, or has lost, I should say, over Ukraine? You're laughing. Chris is laughing. You're laughing too. It's ridiculous. The very idea of it's ridiculous, right? He doesn't care. Now, how much sleep do you think Mitch McConnell has lost about Israel? You think it moved him the way it moved you? You know it didn't. It didn't move Joe Biden either. So why this endless commitment? Endless. We have to do this. No, we have to. No, it's not an option. We can't separate anything. No, don't separate anything. We have to fund everything now, guys. It's super important. Why? Why? Money. The pharmaceutical industry and the defense industry, they run the federal government in this country. They run Republicans. They run Democrats. They run it all. Once you don't care about the country, once you fill up your country with leaders who don't care about it, they're going to do what all of our leaders currently do, pillage us until there's nothing left. And there's one more part of all this corruption we're going to get to in a moment before I get to headlines and all kinds of stuff. I want to talk about our food industry quickly, though. The same people who have destroyed our medical industry, who are destroying our energy industry, they have announced their intention many times to do the same thing to our food. You've heard them over and over again. John Kerry, all of them. You eat too much meat. We have to stop. We have to. What are you going to do about that? Well, one, you can start getting your meat from an American company that sources everything right here in America. They have a transparent vaccination policy. They have the highest quality meat you can find, beef, pork, chicken, seafood, whatever you want. I'm talking about Good Ranchers. And they deliver it to your front door. The best meat, all American meat, from the people at Good Ranchers who are your people, my people, delivering the meat to your front door. Why in the world would you ever get meat anywhere else? GoodRanchers.com. Promo code Jesse gets you $30 off and free express shipping on your box. GoodRanchers.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. A final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. We'll be back tomorrow on a Thursday to do it all. I feel like the week has gone way fast this week. Is that just me? Is that in my head, Chris? It has? I knew it had. See, I'm always ahead of you on stuff. No, it's not. Don't try to change your mind now, Chris, to act like I was wrong. See, I can see things that Chris can't see. That's why I'm the Oracle and he's just Chris. Anyway, you can email the show jesse@jessekellyshow.com. One more thing on the money in defense, the money in war. One of Zelensky's advisors, is a headline out of Breitbart today, Zelensky advisor admits government officials are stealing like it's no tomorrow. Now, you remember they had to fire their Ministry of Defense, Oleksiy Reznikov is the guy's name. They had to fire him over in Ukraine. Now, why? Where did that come from? Well, if you're Zelensky, here's the situation he's in. You don't want to lose this territory that Russia wants to take of yours. You don't have the army that can fight off the Russians. You need endless supplies of Western munitions and other things if you have a prayer at fighting off the Russians. You're going to have that for a while. That goodwill is going to run out at some point, no matter what. But that goodwill is going to run out sooner rather than later if people in other countries start to think that their money is not getting to the front, not getting to the troops who need it. Well, remember, you know the name of that defense minister from a second ago? Reznikov, defense minister Reznikov. Did you know that on the front line, the Ukrainian troops had a term for something? They called them Reznikov's eggs. Reznikov's eggs. You know what that referred to? It referred to the food and munitions and supplies that reached the troops on the front. They referred to them as Reznikov's eggs because Reznikov would take this huge amount of, you know, eggs, let's just call it eggs. And sure, he's going to get it to the front after he gets a little bit of that cheddar cheese. Now, how does he do that? If he gets the money, he's got to spend, he's got to send it to the front. Well, You just go to your buddy who's the egg manufacturer and you say, hey, these eggs that cost $1 a piece, here's what we're going to do. I'll pay you $5 per egg. You kick me back $2 per egg. You keep an extra dollar per egg. Everybody wins. Everybody except, of course, the American taxpayer who actually funded the eggs. Now, expand that on an even more massive scale. In war, money gets washed. Young men die, and money gets washed. How heartbreaking for the young Ukrainian men in that country. Did you know, I read something yesterday, the average age of the fighting man now in Ukraine, it's one of the most heartbreaking things because of the history of war. The average age is 43 now. Older than me. What does that mean? Why is that significant? They killed all of their young men. They're all gone. And now they're moving older and older and older. And I look back at countries that have done this to themselves during war. I look back at France post-World War I. People will argue, justifiably so, to this day, that France is still not the same because they just lost an entire generation of young men. Gone. Gone. Your country can't continue like that. So friggin' sad. But hey, the money's good, man. For Joe Biden, Republicans, Democrats, everybody in D.C., that defense money keeps flowing. Everyone's happy. Except, of course, that young Ukrainian family that doesn't have a father anymore. You know, before we get to this, the headlines I didn't get to and stuff like that, let's do this really quick. Let's make sure we are practicing. There's no such thing as a natural good shot. That's a lie. You are trained or you suck. There's no third direction. You weren't born with a gun in your hands. It's not a natural thing for man. Man has to train with a weapon. Oh, I have no doubt you can hit what you're aiming at the range when no one's shooting back at you, when you're not scared. Once you're scared, you will revert to the lowest level of your training. A Mantis X will allow you to practice with your weapon in your home without firing a shot. Dry fire practice without firing a shot. Practice. Train, train, train. Train like you're going to need it one day, and I hope you never will, but train. MantisX.com is where you do that, all right? MantisX.com. Now, one more good headline before I get to all the other headlines. Homeschooling rise from fringe to fastest growing form of education. That was according to the Washington Post. I'm just going to present without comment this school board candidate out of Minnesota. Do you think maybe this has something to do with it?
I don't think we can ignore our kids' feelings and just focus on the task at hand. I don't think we can just put our heads down and pretend the world is all about academics when our kids are wrestling with real issues about mental health tied to the changes that they're going through in puberty and who they might be attracted to. We need to ensure that our schools are safe places where our kids can identify allies that they can talk to if they're having a tough time, have conversations they may not be able to have at home. Have
conversations they may not be able to have at home. Yeah. Get your kids out of government schools.
And now,
here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
D.C. to give some residents free digital tracking tags amid a rash of car thefts. Is that not the most communist headline ever? Hey, sorry about your car that got jacked. Hey, here's a tracking device so you can see when it's all the way in Mexico. China worried about military readiness for war, according to the Pentagon. Yeah, China is prepping for an invasion of Taiwan. And they've been building a military that is designed, their ships, their tanks, their planes, it's designed to take on ours. Kind of alarming, wouldn't you say? Afghan refugees forced to leave Pakistan say they have nothing. Well, they have nothing for now. If you dig into the article more, though, you'll find out that Western nations plan on taking in these refugees. Pakistan bulldozing their homes, kicking them out.
Pakistan understands full well the suicidal West will do what other countries have done, take in Afghan refugees, and there is no bigger guarantee in the world when it comes to refugees than if you take in ones from Afghanistan, the terrorist attacks and the rapes of your women will be coming in afterwards. Go look it up. You don't have to take my word for it. Don't worry. They'll be going to school with your kid next week. Israel pressures Egypt to take in Palestinian refugees. And again, Egypt is saying no. Why would they refuse? Well, as horrible and corrupt as Egypt is, the people who run Egypt still love it. But don't worry. The West will take them all in. All our leaders hate us. That's all.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.